Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the episode to let you guys know about a deal that I'm going to run for the next 2 weeks. And so this is the deal. So of course, if you've been listening to the show, you know Comedy Festival is coming up. I'm doing Josh L Talks. I'm also doing the podcasts. And so just to try and get some people along to Josh L Talks, for the next 2 weeks, I'm running a deal that if you buy a ticket to Josh L Talks, you get free entry to one of the podcasts of your choice. All you have to do, buy a ticket to either March 28, March 29, March 30, or March 31. These are all the preview shows, and you can get a free ticket to see the podcast, which is going to be 3 p.m. Sundays at the European Beer Cafe. Go to joshearl.com.au/gigs for these tickets. Hopefully, I see you there. Enjoy this episode. It's going to be really fun. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, I discovered on the website celebsizes.com that they posted my height as 170 centimetres tall. I am 172 centimetres tall, so celebsizes.com, you'll be hearing from my lawyers. Anyway, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, thank you very much. What took you so long? And what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives, so let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian, TV host and podcaster who shares her name with a UK visual artist and a bluegrass musician and singer from the States. Can you please welcome, it's Claire Hooper.
Hello, I'm a very busy woman.
Blues?
I'm all the Claires. I love bluegrass.
Yeah.
It was one of my favourite buttons on my keyboard as a child.
Bluegrass?
Yeah. What's... Well, you press the button and it plays the rhythm and bass.
I thought you meant like a computer keyboard. Mm. And I was like, oh, is there a bluegrass button?
Let's start again.
No. Our next guest is a comedian who shares her name with a Melbourne woman who got a Facebook message from me this week by mistake, who was very nice about not being available for the podcast. Can you please welcome it, Sonia Diorio?
Oh, hey. Really?
Yeah.
There's another Sonia Diorio in Melbourne?
Sonia Diorio with another name off the end of it, who is from Melbourne as well.
Ooh, because yeah. My surname is not that common.
Well.
I'm going to look her up.
She's going to get another random message. Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with a US Olympic wrestler and a Colorado faith healer. Can you please welcome, it's Catherine Allen.
Hi.
What? Hi.
Imagine if you put those two people together.
Yeah. So the US Olympic wrestler, like six-time world champion, she's tough.
She's doing better than me.
Well, there's still time. You can get seven
surely
wins.
Surely you've done something six times.
No.
And finally, is a comedian, a writer, and podcaster from the Junk Time AFL podcast. Can you please welcome Adam Rosenbach?
Yes. Thank you, mate. A full 11 centimetres taller than you, officially.
11? Well, I'm 172.
How would they gauge that? Like, if you have not... Because you would rarely talk about your height. I can't remember a conversation where I've talked about my height.
Well, the photo they used is me and the NBA basketballer Jonah Bolden. So I'm standing next to him having a photo with him.
Unless there's a mugshot.
So they got his height, would be online,
but deducted.
But everyone knows basketballers wear heels on the red carpet.
Yes.
Like, you can't.
That is true.
But, yeah, one, they got the height wrong. Two, celeb, come on. Like, I know you're all being nice, but what the fuck am I doing on that site?
Right?
Well, the people on there
you
were
had
people
a period.
From. I had a brief window.
People, when you were hosting, they wanted to know the height of
that
you on Speaks and Specs.
That
she
is
was
one
sitting
of the things.
Down, so it was a big mystery.
Yeah. One of my Google things is Josh L. Height. But now they know.
But you know when you run into a footballer, I don't know if you guys watch football, because they're all the same height out on the field, they all look, you'd think, 6 foot 1. But when you come across them and they're all like 6'4".
Well, not all of them.
I'm always blown away by how tall they are.
Yes. They're right. Yeah, it's like
because they're all in context.
Major world monuments. It's like you go to the Washington Memorial and you're like, oh, I heard it was big. It's really, and the Grand Canyon. Like, yeah, they said it was big, but I couldn't believe how big. And I feel the same about sports people.
Yep.
Like basketballers, especially, but AFL, you just think they're going to be like, and tennis players.
Tennis players are super tall.
You just think they're going to be normal people, and they're all gigantic, like. Gods.
Speaking of tennis, did see today Andy Murray put up a X-ray of his hips
and
didn't realize that you could see his cock in the X-ray.
Ooh. Hello.
Yeah.
Didn't realize.
Why did he put it up?
Or maybe
because he's got a hip problem.
Yeah, he just had an operation, but maybe he had an X-ray of his cock and he didn't realize his hips were on show. And now he's really embarrassed that everyone can see the hip replacement that he just had.
And for the listener. The boy is thick. There you go.
Don't X-rays only pick up bones?
You see, no. I was of the same thinking.
Yeah,
they pick up the shade of muscle. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. All right.
You know when you get an X-ray though. You know when they like just put. I don't know what they do for girls, but they give you that little lead mat and they go just pop that over your genitals, and then they're like it's totally safe, and then they fuck off through like an 8 foot thick door, and they're like you'll be fine, and you're like no, I'm not going to be fine, am I?
No, I've never had that mat.
You've never had a
Even at the old school dentist X-rays, they give you the mat.
What? For your genitals?
Yep.
Yeah.
When they're doing your mouth?
No.
Powerful X-rays, Sonia.
Okay, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. If you get correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person who actually wrote it, they get the point. Meaning you can't buzz in for your own. Now, Claire does not tweet. But
what happened? What's happened in your past? You have a Twitter handle, don't you?
Claire? But I've used them all. You've been on so many times that I've used all your tweets that you tweet from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but the great thing is, I don't remember any of them because it's a long time ago.
But the listeners do, and so I can't just reuse them. So what I'm using today for you is the bluegrass musician Claire Hooper.
No, that's really.
Yeah, I'm going to use her tweets.
All right. Well, I brought it up myself.
She's an American.
Come on, Claire Hooper.
Bluegrass musician. I got enough stuff for you. Yeah. I go through Instagram, Facebook. I can do it all. Yeah.
Oh, Instagram.
You ring into Talkback Radio enough. He's captured all of those.
Yeah. I did post one. I've had an Instagram post. I did one. Tell us
what was it?
Hang on, don't ruin it because it might come up.
It might come up. All right. Good.
Another we'll episode. Okay. All right. Question one. Thank you, salt and vinegar chips. I didn't realize I had an ulcer in my mouth.
Oh, well. What is the buzzer?
Your name.
Oh, shit. Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Oh, shit, Sonia.
Yes, that was Adam Rosenberg. Yes. So point there for Sonia, yes.
I still have that ulcer. It is so fucking sore that everything that I eat or drink just goes straight to it.
Yeah.
They're too liquids. Intense, salt and vinegar chips. Mm. Even without an ulcer.
Yeah, when like, you eat a whole packet.
I don't need that much flavour.
It makes you feel like your whole mouth's an ulcer, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Friends are white.
Friends of mine, he loves salt and vinegar chips, and every time his kids have a birthday party, he just buys a packet of salt and vinegar chips to the table, and it's just great to watch every kid go, oh, chips, yum, yuck, and just spit it straight back into the bowl.
Do kids not love it?
Kids don't like salt and vinegar chips.
No. What about vinegar on the chips? Remember that was a thing on your fish and chips?
Yeah, I remember that being a thing.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it because I was asthmatic, and apparently that would trigger my asthma, so I ruined it for the family.
So why'd you eat salt and vinegar chips?
I actually didn't because it was for the joke.
Oh,
I was, what? You broke the mystery. But I do have an ulcer.
I can edit this out, guys.
Behind the curtain.
My brother's girlfriend's Hungarian, and we were talking about salt and vinegar, and she goes, in my country, we don't have vinegar. That's to wash our windows. Great.
Is that right?
Yeah. She also asked me, what is G-Day? What is this G-Day that they're celebrating? And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, G-Day. And I'm like, oh, g'day. That's g'day. And she's like, I thought it was like gay day because you've just had marriage equality voted in. She goes, I thought you were all celebrating gay day.
And
I'm like,
and saying it all the time.
Yeah. I would love if that's how we all introduced each other. Gay day. Yeah. It'd be great.
All right, question two. I don't know the difference in rifles and shotguns. They're both long, right?
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Claire Hooper.
That is Claire Hooper.
Yes, that's, it sounds like you. You hillbilly.
Yeah.
Was that your first Instagram?
Yeah, that's my one Instagram post for the year, guys.
This is...
Having said that...
What?
Do we all know the difference?
Between a rifle and a shotgun.
We don't have to know here because nobody's pulling them out in public places. That's the thing you have to know in America.
But if someone pulled one on you and you had to describe it to the cops, could you say whether it was a shotty or a rifle?
No, you'd just be like, it was one of the long ones, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And he'd be like, enough about Andy Murray's X-ray.
You're right, mate. You're a cop. You've got to be serious.
Do you know the difference, Adam, between a rifle and a shotgun?
Well, it would be the bullet.
Is that all it is?
I'd say so.
All right.
It's a cartridge. It's a shotgun cartridge as opposed to like a rifle bullet.
It's always a strange feeling when someone you've known for a long time shows a sudden in-depth, detailed knowledge of firearms. Like you just...
Yeah, and I can tell you about cable ties and all sorts of things.
We'll get you out of here soon.
The back room.
Yeah, we'll get Adam out of here soon so he can go back to BCF, his day job.
Yeah.
Boating, camping, fishing. Okay. Dear Wikipedia, this is a little awkward, but can you stop asking me to give you money? You've seen my search history. You know I don't have any.
Adam?
Sonia.
Yes, Adam.
Catherine.
Yes, you're all right. Yes, another point there for Adam. Yes.
And they don't make it very difficult, do they? They're kind of like, we'd love you to donate, and you just hit the little cross, and you're like, oh, fuck off.
Not doing it. Anyone donated to Wikipedia?
Yep.
No. You did?
Yeah, look at me. I made a money.
How much did you give?
And you love facts.
No. Okay. First of all, it was ages ago. Second of all, it was not very much. But I still have done it.
How much did you give?
I don't know. 20, 50, something like that.
Oh, that's pretty good. Not very much. Like money bags.
Yeah,
Catherine?
But if everyone, whatever. If everybody that could afford 20 or 50 gave to Wikipedia, it's a pretty...
It would be too powerful.
It would be too powerful. That's right. It'd be all like Google. Yeah, I don't know. It feels like a good community service.
I think it's the best thing the internet's ever done.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty... what's the word? You know, like it's pretty legit. You know, like you put up something that's not true and it gets taken down pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like you've got to have citations and stuff to write anything on Wikipedia. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
People use it as a resource, but I worked on Spicks and Specs.
Okay, yeah.
And the
amount list is height at 70 feet. Exactly. Sorry, Rosie.
The amount of stuff that you could debunk that would be debunked from Wikipedia, and it didn't even require citation needed. So there's a whole
array of stuff that throughout my entire degree.
Well, see, your teacher's probably looking at the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're okay, but with historical stuff, I think it would stand the test of time. But with
well, there's always the links underneath as well on Wikipedia. You have the links, so you can click those links to see the actual sites.
But when it comes to like stories of like, oh, this happened to Claire Hooper at a comedy festival or something, it's an apocryphal kind of story.
It's like the band, the story of Silverchair. They say they got their name because their favourite songs were Sliver by Nirvana and Berlin Chair. And that's not true. They just made that up because the reality is they named it after a C.S. Lewis book, like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Is that true, though?
That is true, yes. That is true.
Is that from Wikipedia?
No, I think one of them admitted it later on.
Is there a chair in that book that's silver?
Yeah, I think it's called the Silver Chair.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they dropped the.
They lied and said, "Oh no, it was for these two cool bands," and then someone mucked up and we thought, "Oh, that's actually a better name than Sliver Chair."
Yeah.
All right. Question four. I just play and pray.
Catherine?
Yes, Catherine.
Sonia?
No, that is Claire Hooper in America.
That is the bluegrass artist. I'm struggling here because I can't jump in for these ones.
Got your point.
I?
No, not for your own ones. No. Yeah, but you can. No. For these
but I got
guys.
A point. Did
yeah,
I get a point?
You got a point.
Okay.
I would really like to meet Claire Hooper.
She is a big fan of
like
Donald Trump.
Straight talker.
I would really not like to meet Claire Hooper.
So she should know that if it was a 20 shot in a rifle then.
Well,
she's probably an NRA member.
Wait, which one?
Which one?
The bluegrass or the one in the studio?
Oh, are you a fan of Donald Trump?
No. Don't even... No.
Do you know what?
There was a short period there where I was like, oh, wow, this is great fodder for jokes. And then I was like, no, it's not. Like, I actually have to ignore the fact that it's true.
That McDonald's day, though, was a pretty funny day. I mean, I'm against him in everything he does.
Okay.
But the fact he bought a whole bunch of Maccas for some high school footballers, it's pretty funny. It's like, that's a funny thing to do. I don't know. People got really angry about it. I'm like, it's funny.
They need to update your celebrity profile. It's like Trump supporter.
I'm now 6 foot underground. When I've been cancelled.
Can I just say though, if you, because they just won the college championship, they were
college football
crowned the best team in the country. They went to the White House and he bought Whoppers and Big Macs and all that sort of shit. That stuff would be so cold.
Yeah.
By the time they got there, there's nothing worse than cold. Unless you're hungover, there's nothing worse than cold takeaway food.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys just won. They deserve warmed up food.
Yeah, man, it's just patronizing and populist, isn't it? I mean, it's not funny. Like, funny it'd be.
He didn't mean it as a joke, though.
But yeah. Well, that's
why
Josh
it's funny.
Finds it funny because he didn't
say.
Mean it.
Say someone's father-in-law was like, oh, come around, I'll put on a spread for you. And then he just buys everyone McDonald's. You'd be like, that's pretty funny.
I've had takeaway food at a wedding.
Yep.
Ah.
You know, where they just do burgers and stuff, so it's just hand-eaten, you know, you don't have to no sit-down
meal.
That's
great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but that's hot. So yeah. That's okay.
That's hot.
And right. I'm sure the wedding won't last long.
Next next question.
Or the marriage.
Sorry. Okay, great.
Next question.
Meals last longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am amazing at keeping secrets, and then there was a picture of this person holding a baby.
Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
Sonia.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Catherine. Yes.
The baby looks like me.
Yeah, whose baby was it? It did look a lot like you.
She's my, I guess, technically third cousin, very close friend, and it's her baby. And I was holding her and, like, our hair was parted kind of exactly the same and the baby's got, like, blue eyes.
Are you single white femaling a baby?
Yeah. She's got
your onesie was adorable.
She's got great skin.
Yeah.
All right, question six. Who are you kidding, Banana Bread? Your cake and you know it.
Okay. Oh, Adam. I mean, Claire.
You are right. Yes, Claire.
Then Adam.
I just haven't started playing the game yet. I've just been sitting here quietly and like ragging on other people's choices. Anyway, the pressure got to me. I feel like I do this every time I come on, don't I?
It's fine.
Remembering that you can play.
My dad. Who is it? Me. Claire.
Okay. Where am I?
Banana Bread, though.
Banana bread can fuck
cake.
Off.
Oh, it's cake.
It's cake.
But really, muffins are cake for breakfast too.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
All about, that's what cafes do. They're all about tricking you into eating cake for
like
breakfast.
Like brioche, the brioche bun.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So now you're trying to make me eat my eggs on top of cake.
Question seven. I'm dressed like I'm taking a business meeting on Jupiter.
Adam, Sonia?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Adam, yeah.
What sort of outfit was it?
It was a very, very short blue skirt and an oversized jacket with like purple sleeves and a pink shirt. My boots had like solar systems on them.
Mm. Okay.
I was going to church, if anyone's wondering.
Were you?
No, I wasn't. No.
Oh, okay.
She plays and she prays.
And big pink earrings.
Yeah. Okay, because I thought the short skirt, it would be quite cold on Jupiter. So you would be shivering through said business meeting.
You actually want to run
up. They got some pajamas on the spaceship that they're
going to get. Okay. And what business do you conduct on Jupiter?
Business, all kinds of business.
Uh-huh.
Hand jobs. No. Sorry, alien hand jobs.
In lower gravity, it'd be easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, would it be harder?
The cleaner would be harder.
Well, you could walk into it.
I think it would be
6 hours later.
Because my hand would just be floating. Less control.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any astrophysicists out there listening. You can tell us about, can you have a wank on Jupiter?
Of course you could.
Let's ask Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could do it in no gravity in space because you're just using your own muscles.
I thought we were talking about the trip to Jupiter, but surely on Jupiter. Doesn't Jupiter have really high gravity? Whoa.
If it had high gravity, it'd be almost impossible
to wank. Yeah, you're flat to the ground. I mean, that makes the hand job extremely difficult. Am I wrong? Surely Jupiter's got really...
Hang on, I'll look it up on Wikipedia.
Why would it have high gravity?
It needs $5, and if Catherine could put it in, we could look it up. Oh, no.
I don't have $5.
Claire, can you spot her?
Yeah, all right.
Question eight. I timed my washing machine to see if the display time matched how long it took for a wash. I've officially become my dad. Goodbye, everybody.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Catherine.
No, that was Adam as well. Oh. Another point there for Adam. Yeah.
You're right, though.
Congratulations.
What on earth are they thinking?
Fucking lied to me.
Liar.
It's a quick, it says express, 15 minutes, and it was 29.
Yeah. It's so.
What the fuck?
Like, how can they get away with that?
Yeah.
Because you've got places to be. And you're like, you fully do, because I do the same thing.
Thank you, I didn't. But that's not the point.
No, clearly you didn't.
He was sitting there with a stopwatch.
Yeah, it's an outrage.
It's what, like, promises 15, they make. You think it's 15, but it's actually 29.
What said 15 on the dial? Yeah. I assume that's for minutes, because what else is it telling you?
Yeah.
15 cycles?
Yeah, 15 stages, like 15 clicks to, you know, like, and now we're going this way.
Yeah.
And now click, now we're putting some water in. Click, now we're, you know, like, I'm not sure, is that what they mean?
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell me about everything. Just fucking do the job.
It's only like 10 extra minutes. Tell me the time. Are you just like...
14.
Or 14.
I've got 14
minutes. Standing there washing your... But it, watching your washing machine.
Well, no, you sometimes if I put it on, like if I go, I'm going to leave in 20, I'll chuck it on now and then I'll have a shower, get out. By the time I get out,
yes.
I can put it on.
I've I'm with you and I have a massive issue on it because I'll be like, well, I've got to be there at 1. But it says it only has 10 minutes left. I'm just going to wait until and then I'll be like, oh, well, now I'm late and the washing's not finished. So I have a massive issue and I'm right there with you, Rosie. But also, about 10 minutes ago, I saw Josh's face do that. I'll be editing all of this out, face.
No. I saw red lines on the where it's thing. So I'm
front loaders take so long, whereas top loaders are just like, hey, job done. What do you need?
Yes.
Give me something else. Top loaders throw it in while I'm still going.
They're way more casual. That's like, they can.
Everybody's friend.
Come on. Yeah. I'm going there anyway. Chuck it in now.
Mine is very fast.
They're the Uber pool of washing machines.
Yeah. It's a top loader and it also has a cycle for chocolate stains.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Does it really?
Specifically.
What's the picture?
I don't know, but just it like says chocolate on there.
Really? Yeah, that's fucking great.
I don't know what the difference is.
I think that's just code for you, shat yourself.
Chocolate stain.
Chocolate. You know what we mean.
Chocolate-like stains.
Have you ever tested it with, like, chocolate?
No.
Just have gotten a boost and just shoved it everywhere and then chucked it in, see what happens?
It would be interesting to see.
Have you ever shat yourself and then washed it?
I never get chocolate stains on me. I'll shit myself, guys. Come on, what do you think of me?
Question 9. Why do I pay $20 a week for a gym membership when I could just trap a bird in my house and then figure out how to get it out every morning?
Adam, Catherine.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, a point there for Adam, yes.
I've been outed as the poorest person on this podcast.
What kind of bird?
It was a magpie. And it
wasn't
my house. It was a house I was dog sitting and there were two greyhounds inside. And I got home and I thought, I'll leave the door open for them. I'm only going for 10 minutes. They'll be fine if they just need to go outside, do their business. And I came back and there was a bird in the house. And so I had to like sneak in, get the greyhounds like in a little bedroom so they wouldn't get into a fight with the bird and then try and get the bird out. It was terrifying.
How did you get it out? Just kind of like...
Towel? Throw a towel over it?
I didn't get a towel. I ended up just making a lot of really loud noise and like banging against the window trying to scare it to... Because it was just sitting there. Like it was quite content just on the windowsill.
Just eyeing you off.
Yeah. It's like I can play this game all day.
It was sitting there, but you knew what it could fucking get up to.
Yeah. So eventually I just started banging the door to like frighten it and then eventually it flew outside.
That's lucky.
I got swooped by my first magpie this year.
Oh.
Terrifying.
I hate it.
Dude. The noise it makes is just like a snap.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Because their beak chatters while it's coming in for you. Yeah.
Freaked me right out.
When I was a kid, plovers were a big thing in Tassie. Like
plovers?
Always plovers? Is that how I'm saying it right?
I've never heard of it.
P-L-O-V-E-R-S.
I'd say plovers.
Plovers.
Yeah.
They're like, they're swooping birds. They're not as big as magpies. Yeah. They've got like apparently like little wing tips that can spike into you.
Like talons?
Yeah. But they don't. They swoop, but they don't hit you. I used to walk around when it was plover season with an umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, just in case they were coming. So I'd
parasol?
No, an actual umbrella. Okay. Yeah. But even that was, I'd get shit for it for everyone because I was scared. And they always used to like nest on the football field.
Yep.
And so in school football, there'd be one wing you wouldn't go on because the plovers are going to swoop you there. All right, our last question for this round. Why do airlines consider priority boarding getting on the plane first? I would happily pay extra to guarantee I'm getting on that thing last.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Adam.
No, that was Catherine. I put it for Catherine.
What? You do not have money for air travel. What are these lies?
See, I'm saving money. I'm not paying for Wikipedia. I'm not paying for the gym anymore.
Yeah.
So I can fly Tiger.
We need to make a budget for you after the podcast.
Please do. Right? Please. Anyone.
Are you happy to get on last and not know which seat you're going to be in? Or like, is it a lottery? Or are you happy that, like, say you got the window seat, you're like, I'll happily go on last. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you're not worried about all the dickheads who overload the overhead cabins?
That is the only reason to go on first. You get your pick of the the cab of baggage space. That's the only reason. It is so. I agree. It's so weird. It's like, why do I want to sit there for 20 minutes while everyone else shuffles?
I always put my bag under the seat because I'm quite small.
Same-sy.
I'm only 174 centimeters. And
I heard otherwise.
Well, who knows? Yeah. Okay, and then around the scores are Sonia on 1 point,
ooh.
Claire on 2 points,
hello.
Catherine on 2 points. We're in the lead on 5 points. It's Adam Rosenberg.
Oh,
shut out here.
Oh my goodness, you're so clever.
Thank you.
Okay, this round. It's called It's My Party, and I'll Cry If I Want To. Now, in this round, we go back in time and talk about parties. And today, we're talking about a party I went to when I was in year five at school.
Ooh.
But what happened...
Hang on. You're from Tassie. Is
from
this
Tasmania.
Year five?
Year five.
Is not grade five.
Grade five.
So you're 10-ish.
Like 10, 11 gotcha. Years old.
I'm with you.
What happened at this party at my friend Jeff's house that has stuck with me for over 25 years was that A, when my friend Kynan's dad came to pick him up, we were so hyped up on sugar that Kynan decided he was going to dack his dad while I was standing right in front of him. Now, I don't know if it's because I was so young or because it just was, but it is the largest penis I've ever seen in real life or on film. Was it B?
What kind of films are you watching?
Ones with penises in them. Was it B? Jeff had just got a Sega Mega Drive, and so the whole party was just us playing on that. Because he was new to it, he wasn't very good, and when my friend Jason beat him, Jeff tried to strangle Jason with the controller. He then stormed off crying and wouldn't come out of his room until we had all left the party.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it C? His mum was carrying out the cake from the kitchen when one of the guests thought it would be funny to throw a basketball at her head.
Mm.
She dropped the cake, then stormed off and called up everyone's parents. While she was doing this, we were all made to go stand on the front lawn where Jeff's dad called us all ungrateful assholes, then went inside and locked us all out. A, B, or C. One of these is true. You can ask me as many questions as you want. If you get the right one, you get a point.
What game were you playing on the Sega?
Alex Kidd.
What's that?
That's the one. It was the built-in game. He got it that day.
Oh,
built-in game.
No extras. Fucking hell. What a shit party.
Yeah.
Now, when you say biggest dick, how big are we talking?
Like a garlic.
Do you reckon
bread.
It looked really big just because you were a kid?
Yeah.
Or if you saw it now,
it would still be because I was little then, and now I'm like 176 centimetres.
You know
like
what?
It would be, yeah. A bit
One
bigger.
Day you'll go home and you'll go back to Kynan's dad, and it'll be like going back to your primary school.
Yeah. Like, oh, Josh will be enormous.
Can I just say, kids' parties in Tassie sound way better.
This was like, we're 11. 12 years old.
Crazy shit going on.
What was Kynan's dad wearing, like, to be dacked?
He'd just been surfing, so he was wearing, like, tracky dacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tracky
dacks. Story checks out. He wouldn't have
surfing.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
In Burnie?
Yeah. It's a coastal town.
When somebody grabs, I mean, undies come off. When you're grabbing a pant down.
Well, I don't think he would have been wearing undies.
Even if he was, is all I was saying. Yeah.
You've got to be careful of that. I did live in fear at high school of being dacked. It's not what...
There's nothing you can wear to prevent it. Yeah.
A belt.
It's true.
Well, nowadays you could wear skins.
That's true.
They're not coming down quickly.
That's right.
Yeah. Is dacking a thing, though, now? I don't think kids are dacking.
It has to be.
It can't have stopped. Why would it stop?
I think people are a bit more body awareness.
Anti-bullying?
Yep.
Come on, Sonia. Kids don't know what it is yet.
Or they're more creative with their bullying nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Some online dacking.
Stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
you just tear people apart online. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we should ask you about the other story.
Yes. So there's B, the Sega Mega Drive.
Okay. Was it the first time you? What's this kid called again?
Jeff.
Was it the first time you'd seen Jeff? Like.
No, he had a temper.
Yeah. So you'd seen you. This was not entirely a surprise.
This was not a surprise, but also Jason was. Not the bully of the school, but he was one of those kids who was good at everything and gave people shit for not being as good as him.
Yeah.
So he snapped on his birthday. That's cool.
It was that thing of like, you let the birthday boy win.
Yeah.
But no, not in Alex Kidd.
Mm.
And then there's the other one. Is
what sort of cake was the mum bringing out?
It was just like a chocolate, like not a chocolate mud cake, but it was like a chocolate cake.
Okay.
Just a chocolate cake with some candles on it.
And how did the dad get the kids outside?
Yelled.
Just yelled
at us. Yeah.
So you all ran to the backyard?
No, he was like, get out. Just yelling and yelling and yelling.
Because his wife couldn't take a basketball to the face.
Didn't. Well, yeah. Someone threw a basketball at her head. She dropped the cake.
He's a bit of a psycho, isn't he?
It was. He called us ungrateful assholes, swearing at us.
Did she get hurt? Was she?
No, just her pride and her
cake.
So no one got cake.
No one got cake. No one got lolly bags.
Was it a homemade cake?
Yeah, I think it was. Like it would have been back then.
People did.
One of those $3 ones from Woolies with the white swirl on top.
Back to the penis.
Yeah.
Did you talk about it with your mates?
Yeah. Everyone knew that Kynan's dad.
Okay.
Massive dick.
It's a lot of pressure to put on Kynan. as a young lad.
Oh, yeah, what about Kynan?
Having grown up with Kynan all through high school, he lived up to that pressure and exceeded it.
Oh, good. Not exactly good, that, good for him.
Does Kynan listen?
He probably is now.
Yeah, absolutely. Tune in, buddy.
He's also a surfer. Lives in Margaret River. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Warm. Okay, I'm finding a hole in your story. If that. Okay. When was his birthday? What month?
Kynan's or?
No, Jeff's.
I don't know.
Give me a month, mate.
I don't know Jeff's birthday.
I'm just saying if it was, you know, in the winter months, then maybe Kynan's dad wouldn't have been as large because it's shrinkage. It's very cold out in the water. So I'm starting to doubt that story.
Dick detective.
That's what they call me. Some people call me a pervert.
In the version with the dick,
yep.
Did everyone get cake?
Yes. Okay. We all got cake. Yeah. This was at the end of the party.
It was time to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So we're all hyped up on sugar. Yeah.
They needed something.
He cut it with his dick.
Oh, it was a sharp dick.
Yeah. People think they know what it is?
Well, no. I guess, Josh, the question is, do I vote for what I think it is or what I want it to be?
Well, you probably need a point. Like, you're only on 2 points
here. Hang on a minute. A lot of us that are floundering behind Rosie.
Yeah.
So I guess what you're saying is, strategically, whatever Rosie goes for, I may as well go the opposite because I'm either going to remain 3 points behind him
or
fall further behind.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like there's absolutely no point choosing the same. So if you could just ask Adam Rosenbach's first.
Adam, what do you think?
I'd love it to be A, but I think it's C.
All right.
Basketball to the face.
You think basketball to the face.
I love that, yeah.
Sonia, what do you think?
I'm thinking basketball to the face.
You also think C, basketball to the face. Catherine.
I thought C, as soon as you said it, I was like, that sounds like something that would happen.
Sounds like a real thing.
I'm going for C.
And your responses seemed very authentic and genuine to C. But there's no strategic reason to go C. So I'll go A. I'll dare to dream.
You'll go A?
I mean, I believe that Kynan's father was dacked at some point. Whether or not it happened on this occasion, I don't know.
Claire Hooper, you are correct. You get a point.
It was the
really?
Dick.
It was.
Mr. Kynan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a bit. Now, good on him. I love it when people get excited and daring enough to like dog their parents in front of their friends.
Now, the backstory of this party was Jeff's, both his parents are hearing impaired. And so they were the only adults there at the party. So it was the loudest party they've ever been to. We were just going absolutely crazy at this party, hopped up on sugar. Thing was, every time the doorbell rang, because they couldn't hear it, the lights would flash in their house. And so people would ring the doorbell. It was like a strobe light happening in the party. Kynan's dad, he had been surfing. He was just wearing tracky dacks. Mm. And Kynan just dacked him. Because Kynan's dad was trying to talk to Jeff's dad. Because Kynan's dad didn't know Auslan. So he's kind of like animated and hands in the air and then just got dacked.
Have you got any salamis?
Yeah.
Let me show you what I mean.
And then Kynan's dad turned to Kynan and said, the last person who did that, I broke their nose. You're lucky there's people here. It was very scary.
Okay, and what?
Yeah.
You know,
what was he going to break his nose with?
You and Kynan were hyped up on sugar. Was it like that sudden, like, did you both just turn white and stop being hyped?
It was like the Uma Thurman adrenaline to the heart. We just went, okay, we're no longer like that anymore. Everyone be very serious.
This high is over.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But he said the last person who did that. Why is he getting dacked so often?
Put some undies on.
Oh, because he's got a big dick, I guess.
He's probably backing up to people. Geez, these are loose tracksuit pants. I don't know what's going on. My hands are up here, guys.
Yeah, kind of.
Whatever happens.
How did you break their nose? He broke their nose with his enormous penis. He
swung around in fight. Bang, Kynan in the face.
So at the end of that round, the scores are Sonia on 1 point.
Oh, no.
Catherine on 2 points. Ugh. Claire on 3 points, but still on the lead on 5 points. Adam Rosenberg.
Right. Always go with the dick.
This round is a bonus round. Patreon listeners only. So this round is called 3. Is the magic number. Hey, just stopping the pod there while they do their bonus Patreon episode. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you would have received the bonus for January that went out on Tuesday. So thanks everyone who's been giving me feedback for that. I think it was really, really funny. To be a Patreon subscriber, just go to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. So here is the time where I'll do a bit of plug. So Brisbane, March 16, 3 p.m. The podcast followed by the world premiere of
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Of Josh Earl Talks. Hey, while you're listening to this, I can tell you that the lineup for that Brisbane show, which is going to be great, which is Mel Buttle, Becky Lucas, Cameron James, and Guy Montgomery. So don't wait around for those tickets because they're moving very, very fast. That's 3 p.m. Saturday, March 16. So also now in Melbourne, so the Comedy Festival starts in less than a month and a half. So if you are in Melbourne, come along to my shows, Josh Earl Talks, and the podcast. Go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. It'll take you straight there. Like I said at the top of the show, if you want to come to the opening weekend of Josh Earl Talks, buy a ticket for that, and you will get a free ticket to the podcast of any day of your choosing. I'm very easy to find online, Mr. Josh Earl on Instagram and Twitter, Josh Earl Comedian on Facebook. You can message me there. I'm very quick at getting back to people. So, hopefully I see people there at the shows. I'll try my best to stick around and have a drink afterwards. I'll be able to do that in Brisbane for sure because I have nowhere to be that night. And, in the shows in Melbourne as well. So it's always nice when people come up and say, hey, I listened to the podcast. So that's awesome. That's all from me. Let's go back to the episode. So this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. So in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. Point if you get it correct. A point to the person the fact is about if you're incorrect. So to clarify.
Right. Yes.
When Adam was in high school and he was playing cricket, he once told a kid that the box, as in the groin protector, was an elbow guard and then helped the kid tape it to his arm. After a few overs, the umpire called the kid over and told him he had a box on his arm and sent him off. The kid quit the team after that. Yeah or nah? You can ask him as many questions as
you really?
Want.
Oh, really? Can I? Okay, right. Did you have a friendship with this kid?
No, not at all. So we had cricket practice and it was like in year seven, so no one really knows each other and it's all about, you know, setting whether or not you're the top dog and he wasn't, you know, no one knew who he was. And it was clear that he hadn't played cricket before. So when he came over and he was like, you know, what do I do with the pads and stuff? So I knew that he had no clue. And so I got the box. And because in a cricket kit, there's tape to put around the bat. So when you get splinters on the bat, that's why we had tape there. And so I was like, oh, you just got to tape this to your arm. And so I taped it to his arm. Aww. And it just seemed natural.
You should have told him it was like a mouth guard.
Like Bane from Batman, yeah.
Or a hat.
Yeah. That was for the next kids that came through. And because you've got to keep your elbow up when you play a cricket shot, and so you would need to, you know, be careful of it if you're going to get hit there. So I taped it to his elbow.
I'm trying to work you out, you psychopath.
He lasted about four balls before all the sniggers and the teacher was like, what's going on over in that net? Because there's like three nets going at the same time. Yeah. So it's very busy. Teacher can't keep an eye on everyone. And because I'm an asshole, it seemed like an easy thing
you are,
to do.
But you are, but does that mean you're that specific asshole?
Oh. I started early.
All right, fine, yeah.
You think yeah? It was nah.
Yeah.
All alive.
Fuck you, Hoops. All right. You're an asshole.
Well, my gut said nah, but you were trying to convince me and I'm very obliging.
All right, so okay.
Would be a good trick, though.
Yeah, that's what great. I thought.
It does sound like a thing you'd do. Mm.
When do you guys know that guys wear boxes when they play cricket?
Yeah.
Aren't they cups?
Yeah, that's what pretty much
is
what
it
they
the
are.
Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. It's a protector.
Wait, but do they go inside your underwear?
Yes. And when you're in high school, you don't have your own, so it's just the team one that goes in the kit bag.
Because you're pubeless. It kind of doesn't matter at that stage. It's just.
But when I was. Got testicles.
Yeah.
Definitely still have testicles.
Still sweats.
Yeah, they're little.
When I was playing cricket in high school, it was the era of people wearing Looney Tunes satin boxer shorts. That was what everyone wore for underwear. So they just slip out. You'd be walking down the and you'd have half it down. I also would wear
Yosemite Sam's cost you a nut.
Yeah. I would also wear the wicket-keeping pads because the big ones were too big for me. I couldn't wear the actual...
So you weren't out to 178 centimetres yet?
No, I wasn't. Okay. Yeah, well, now I'm 180, so that's it. But yeah, I was wearing the cricket wicket-keeper pads and one of the coaches tried to tell me, no, you can't go on with those. I'm like, but they're the only ones that fit me. Like,
let me go
out there. All right, so to Adam. At a music festival, in line for the Portaloos, Sonia once had a girl push in front of her because the girl was yelling that she was going to piss herself. While she was in there, this girl, a bunch of meatheads came in and pushed over the Portaloo. Sonia totally believes in karma because of this kind deed. She was the one who avoided getting covered in a day's worth of festival shits.
Which particular festival were you at on this day?
It was... There's this festival, Livid, that happens in Brisbane.
Yes.
A lot. And one year it happened in Melbourne. I don't know. It was like in the 2000s.
Okay. And how old were you at Livid? How old are you now? Can I be so rude?
33.
Mm. Okay. So I'm just trying to work back. Yeah, okay. The story checks out. You could have been at Livid.
I can't remember what year it was.
Who, do you remember who was headlining at Livid that particular year?
Yes. Oasis.
Oasis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, Oasis didn't actually headline. They were on before Powderfinger because Oasis actually said, we want to watch Morrissey, who actually was the headliner. So there you go.
Is that correct? I actually
can't let that go.
I saw Oasis at Livid that year.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, cool.
Because yeah. I wanted to go see
where your memory is better than
where me. Was it held at? This Livid festival.
Josh.
Do you know where it was?
I reckon it was where High Sense is now.
Yeah, it was at Rod Laver and that.
Yeah, I was there.
Really?
Yeah, I remember pushing out this portal.
well, you would have been there the next year as well because I was there because Turbo Negro played. And are you a fan of Turbo Negro?
I don't mind them. Yeah. But I just remember seeing Oasis that day. And is Noel he's the lead man, isn't he?
Well, he writes the songs, but Liam's the lead.
Whoever was out front said two things. Liam. One of them was, can you turn the bass up in the fallback? And can I have a towel, please, Jeff?
Yeah, he also would walk off when didn't sing.
Yeah, they weren't.
It wasn't involving him.
Because I was there and there was a... couple in front of me who were yelling out the entire time, play Wonderwall. And I was like, after like two songs, I thought, I better tell them they don't play that song anymore.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, they don't. And they go, they will. It's their biggest song. And I said, I know that, but they won't play it. They don't play it. And they didn't play it. And they were furious, this couple, the entire time.
There's a lot of obnoxious people at this festival.
That is very true. Why did you give up your space in... Was it a male only... Was it female only toilets, like male, female? Or was it just unisex kind of cubicle?
I think it was unisex, yeah. I am the least assertive person in the world. I will always have people served in front of me at bars or push in line or anything. And I never say anything.
Okay. It sounds like it potentially could... I'm trying to work out whether or not the urinals or the cubicles would have been stuck together and you were able to individually push them over. In which case, I'm going to say back then that you would have been, so I'm going to say yeah.
You are incorrect.
God damn it!
Point there for Sonia.
Fuck.
Yeah. Did you go to the Livid Festival?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one. And then they cancelled after the next year because people didn't go.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Good festival.
It was a fun day.
Bring it back.
You were there as well. Were you really there? Mogwai
played?
Mogwai played, yeah.
Yes.
And Mercury Rev.
Yes.
And
a
Seafood
band called Seafood. Yeah. I was going to say they were my favourite. There you go.
Were your favourite?
They were good. A band called Seafood. UK band.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I went in and saw Mogwai. It was one of the...
So loud.
Biggest pieces of shit I've ever heard.
So loud.
Yeah, I didn't like them.
I saw them once and they were so loud. My clothes were flapping in front of the speakers.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. It's
not necessary.
Baggier pants, and it was like I could feel my pants moving while they were playing.
No, I couldn't do that now.
No.
With your skin tight.
No. Okay, so to Sonia now. When Catherine joined the gym, her personal trainer stole her bank cards and emptied her account. He had done this to 70 other people, and eventually he went to jail. This is why Catherine doesn't go to the gym.
Mm. Yeah. No, it's not. It was the magpie.
I feel like he would have been really disappointed if he cleared out your bank account. I got $13.
That's why he had to hit up 70 other people because I wasn't enough.
Wait, what gym was it?
It was in Collingwood. Because it was like a criminal proceeding, I probably won't say the name of it.
Oh,
it was in Collingwood.
Right. Is it like a chain gym?
Yes.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you go there anytime? don't have to answer that.
Maybe. Right. Maybe not.
When was it? How long ago?
Recently.
Recently?
Yeah, in the last, like, I'd say, like, 6 months.
Did you get caught? Can I ask a question for you? Yeah. Is that okay? Did you get caught out going to use your card and had no funds?
Yeah, how did you discover it?
Yeah.
I was looking at my statement and there was a large amount that was all of the money that I had that had been paid to Airbnb, which I've never used, never signed up for. So I had to, like, ring the bank and ring Airbnb and figure it all out. I got reimbursed eventually. And then I got a phone call from the gym being like, oh, by the way, you're going to have to go in and give a statement because this guy, like, stole everyone's bank cards and
do you know where your Airbnb
off.
Was?
Wow.
Sorry?
Do you know where you were going to stay?
I didn't get to use the Airbnb, unfortunately. No.
What? Like, how much trouble, financial trouble, do you have to be in to think that it's worth a crack? Like, you're totally, people are going to catch you, right?
Yeah.
I think it was gambling. I think it was just, he was just so far desperate. In the hole.
Yeah.
You're only thinking like a couple of days at a time.
I think it happens more than we realise.
Yeah.
What's your go-to gym routine?
Mm. Well, it was like a circuit thing. It was like an F45 style thing.
But so, not F45.
But no. It was, but just chasing like a magpie around an oval for an hour.
I'm going to go, yeah.
You are correct. Yes. Yeah. Point there for Sonia.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
Yeah. The weird thing was that they called me up and they were like, oh, have you like had any like scam or fraudulent activity on your card? And I was like, no. Yeah, I mean, Airbnb stole all my money a few months ago, but I'm sure that's not related. And they're like, no, that's definitely related.
So maybe you hired an Airbnb next to a TAB. Or so it could be closer to gambling.
Or did he set up an Airbnb account and so steals the money?
I'll put up a fake.
And then he gets the money through Airbnb.
Mm, maybe he was running a gym through that Airbnb.
Maybe you could stay at the gym.
Yeah.
Two nights at the inner city gym, Collingwood. It's close to the city.
This is why I don't
work. Open 24
out.
Hours.
It's too much
trouble. After that, I was like,
it's too dangerous.
That plus the magpie. It's not worth it. Why bother?
So, Sonia, you get a point there. So, to Catherine. In 1998, Claire had a job at Meijer as Santa's helper. She did a great job, and the next year they asked her back. Claire refused because she couldn't handle lying to the kids whenever they asked if Santa is real. Yeah or nah?
So Santa's a little helper, like, what was your, take us through your outfit. Like, what were you wearing? Like, just like a little hat? Were you like an elf or?
It was more boring than you would think. It was a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a T-shirt, like just the official store T-shirt. I got like decent T-shirt, but a T-shirt. And then whatever pants we wanted to wear, so long as they were like neutral colour, denim or black.
Oh.
And comfortable shoes, man, because you're on your feet a lot when you're an elf.
Right. Like,
got to stay on your toes.
And I mean, how... So obviously kids aren't coming up to you and like directly asking you, is Santa real?
Yes, absolutely. That's what they're there for. The parents think they're there for photos, but the kids are there to find out the truth.
Mm. Yeah.
And
it's just Q&A.
You seem trustworthy and they ask you, but, you know, you get given a handbook on how to answer difficult questions.
You say...
At the start of the job and you very clearly say, yeah, of course.
But the moon landing, fake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you can... I show them the book and I'm like, these are the questions. These are the questions it's not worth asking me. But if you ask me anything that's not on this book, I can tell you the truth.
Were you so good that they wanted you back the next year? What did you excel at? Sure, there was some other bunny.
I'm a people person. Look at me. I was great at it. I think, and of course it's easier to cast your Christmas elves from last year's reliable elves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've worked a lot with kids and I've done a lot of theatre and I was just like a perky young person.
You're from the North Pole.
And I'm from the North Pole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. It was really, but more specifically, it wasn't like, it wasn't all just, do you believe in Santa? It was just, yeah, it was like in-depth questions as well. But the worst thing would be like after the kids had the photo taken and you're leading them out quickly so you can lead some more kids in, they go, was that the real Santa?
Oh.
And that's even more intense. It's, you're not even going, yeah, Santa's real. You're going,
that's
yeah,
a double
that
lie.
Was Santa.
Was the Santa the same every day?
No.
Oof.
No. God, no. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're going to catch you out if they come back in tomorrow. Yeah. And it's not like old Tom doing it. It's Johan.
Well, I always wondered, like...
Yeah, what are kids? Kids are idiots.
No, kids see...
You shouldn't need me to tell you the truth about this. Look at the world.
Look at
your
mate.
Use your eyes.
You're 12, you're smoking.
It's true. Like, if they see a Santa at a supermarket, they think that's Santa. But if they go to a party and see a Santa, they then think that's... Do they think it's one Santa?
I don't know. I don't know. And but I think some parents go with a, gosh, you should have done a, if you've got kids listening, warning, because people are really sensitive about this stuff.
All right.
But honestly, the big dicks probably should have switched it off a bit earlier. So we're safe to talk, honestly. A lot of parents do the old, this is one of Santa's helpers. Yeah. This is one of Santa's friends who comes and does Santa's, takes Santa's messages for Santa. I don't know. There's some complicated.
But is that Maya's message, or is Maya like, this is Santa, you tell the children this is Santa?
Yeah, of course. Maya have to, they want to have
they
the
say,
real Santa.
David Jones has the fake one.
Yeah, right.
We have the real one.
Yeah. That is the official line. Yeah. Like if the kids are like, but we just saw Santa in the mall, you're meant to be like, that was one of Santa's helpers. This is the real Santa.
Yes. It's like with artwork, replicas. What were you doing for work when you turned it down the next year? Like, were you in a position where you were like, I don't need to do that? Or was
Good
it like
question.
Purely
I've
immoral?
Never been in that position.
Who did you think you were to knock back elfing?
Yeah, just really uneasy with it. I want to, you know... part of being a people person is you want to offer people the respect they deserve, even if those people are under 12.
So do you think those kids didn't tune in to Good News Week because they saw you and they're like, that's
that liar. Yeah, no, I think I probably lied really well. I think those kids, I think I was probably part of their magical Christmas experience because I was a professional and I followed the script, but I'm just saying I was uneasy with it and I didn't want to do it again.
Okay. Were you Claire, Santa's little helper, or did you have like a pseudonym?
No, you're thinking of phone sex now. No, I was definitely just Claire.
It's just been on my mind all podcast.
Oh, so that's what you were doing the following year?
Yeah.
But you're right.
No, I did do... I did phone sex quite soon after doing Santa's.
You've done phone sex?
Did you really? Were you like that little voice?
Yeah, hang on. So, yeah, I think I probably was in 99.
Tell me Santa's real.
You've got a good voice for it.
Thank what if someone you, called you up
babe,
on the phone?
That is such a... Is that a compliment or an insult?
Yes, it is.
What if someone called you up on the phone line and asked, is Santa real? Would you have told them?
I'd say, what do you want me to say? Because it's important to give them the experience that they want.
There's
no script. There's no script with phone sex. You don't get a handbook with all the answers. Oh, you just have like to feel. You have to go with your guts.
So
if I
firing up and say I'm on Jupiter and I want a hand job.
Yeah.
What happens?
You just roll with it. Again,
what's
I'm a people
on
person.
The phone?
I'm a theatre student and I've done a lot of work with children. Hang on, that last one wasn't relevant.
What was your pseudonym as a phone sex worker?
Oh, really? All right. It was, I can't remember. It was either Lana or Lara. I can't remember. Just wanted something fairly different from my own name.
Yep.
I also had brown hair. When they asked, because again,
a
little bit of separation.
She's full of lies.
Is there
I also wore a Christmas hat.
Do you do it from home?
No.
Is it like Uber?
I'm sure it's very different now. I can't believe I'd be surprised if there's much of an industry anymore because this is back when internet was pretty slow, and when people still thought mobile phones wouldn't really take off. You know what I mean? So like people would have a home phone. You could absolutely do. I'm sure that you could do it. From home, you know, there were some services that would like link your home phone up to the line they were calling. But no, I went to an office.
Oh, no, if you're going to a toilet, there's numbers written on the wall.
Yeah. I'd say the phone sex lines is why I was such a big Letterman fan because I used to stay up and watch Letterman but then stay through the ads because all the phone sex ads would come on.
Pretty much like, oh, back in the day.
I'm like 13 years old. This is amazing.
You never called one, right?
Never. No.
No.
No, that would have been, how good would it have been if we found out that I called you up as a 13-year-old boy talking me through to completion?
Okay, great. I don't think you're that much younger than me. That would have been really weird.
You were also the person who told Josh Santa isn't real.
Yeah.
What is your cousin? Yeah or nah?
We've gotten off track.
Yeah. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't
think
it's
nah?
true. I think nah.
You are incorrect.
Oh,
it was
no,
true.
Really. I have real issues around truth. Makes it hard to be a stand-up because we're meant to be good liars, but I'm just not. I'm not great at lying. So my comedy suffers because I can't make up a better punchline. I say the thing that really happened to people, like, all right, well, great. Thanks for being honest, but not that funny.
That's grim.
Yeah.
At the end of the round, the scores are Catherine, 2 points. Sonia, 3 points. Claire, 4 points. And in the lead on 6 points is Adam Rosenberg.
Wow. We'll never catch him.
Nah.
This round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about everyone in the room, not me. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. The only round you can lose points. Here we go. Who here has had the same pen friend since year 9 at school and even stayed with them when they were in London?
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Claire?
No, it was Adam. So I'll point, point off Sonia.
Yeah.
Maths prize and a pen friend.
So in year 9 they had, so this is like pre-internet, and you just sign up to, I can't remember how we used to do it, like an aerogram thing.
We had it at our school as well.
Yeah, we had pen friends.
You just get a name.
Yeah.
And there was this girl in England, in London, called Maxine, and we just kept going through all our sort of early 20s and stuff.
Oh,
and then
my
when I went
God.
To the, when I went there, I was like, I'm coming over. And because we'd spoken on the phone and...
Okay, be honest. Did you think that you were going to hook up?
No, she was living with her partner.
Okay,
so I was like,
right.
And she's like, well, if you want to come. So.
But in year nine, you were like, oh, yeah, I'll write to a girl. This would be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I had hope. Because I had a mullet and acne, so I needed anything. Someone that couldn't see me.
And a cricket box on each elbow.
Exactly. I was very safe.
A girlfriend who goes to another school, you wouldn't know her.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff,
and then... I stayed over there and we've been mates ever since. So now, obviously, we're Facebook friends, so it's a lot easier. But,
When
I went over with Dad, we had lunch with her and stuff, so it was cool.
I love it.
That's really cool. That's so wholesome.
Thank you.
Question two. Who here had a stranger at the Louvre just come up to them and start taking photos of them?
Adam?
Yes, Adam.
Catherine?
No, it was Sonia.
Yeah, I was going to guess Sonia. Look at her.
You're working
She looks exactly like that baby.
I was standing in front of a painting and this woman, obviously, I don't think she could speak English, she was holding her camera up. So I'm like, oh, she wants me to take a photo for her. So I went to grab the camera and she's like shaking her head. She just holds her camera up. Oh, she's trying to take a photo of the painting I'm standing in front of. So I moved to the side. But then she's like, still shaking her head and like just taking photos of me.
Was it awkward?
But it was very quick.
Okay. You didn't like lie on a bench or anything?
No. Well, look, apparently not supposed to take your pants off at the loo.
Yeah, right. Okay, great.
Question three. Who, for a school excursion, went to a prison where they actually spoke one-on-one with an axe murderer?
Oh, Catherine.
Claire thinks Catherine? No, it was Adam.
Really? Someone who murdered with an axe?
Yeah. So
are they still doing that? Oh, no, back in the day.
With the axe?
Do you reckon people are still using axes?
Oh, fuck yeah. Why not?
Okay.
You don't really update your murder weapons, do you? Blunt instrument?
It's iconic.
Or sharp. Yeah. But
it's a classic.
Murder is constantly evolving.
So what?
A bit of The Shining.
What year were you in? Was it like
So it was like year 11
legal
studies? Yep. We went down to Barwon Prison, which is sort of outside Geelong.
Yep.
And so we went through. We had to be like searched and everything. No metal on us. We went through. There was a group of like about half a dozen, maybe eight prisoners that we spoke to. There was about 10 of us. And, you know, they just told us their stories about what it was like being in there. There was a guy in there who was about 18 who'd just come in and he looked fucking petrified. Mm. And I just remember seeing him and being like, I am so not going to prison.
Yeah.
And then we started talking to this guy who's a massive Tang guy who'd killed both his parents with an axe, and we were just talking to him.
Parents.
About it. And he was like, they were so rigid with my life, and they hated me, they hated my wife, they just wouldn't, you know, they were so suffocating, and then he just murdered them.
Oh,
we were just having a chat.
My.
You know what?
God.
They don't need to show that to kids, they need to show that to Italian parents.
Teach them a lesson?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Next question. Okay, question four. Who was once asked to put in a complaint about a doctor by a nurse? They didn't, and then that night, the stitches in their leg fell out.
Ah, great. Great story, everyone. I don't have a guess.
Who was that?
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Catherine.
You are correct, yes.
That is who I would have guessed.
Yes. Yeah. So let's tell the story then.
Yeah. It was my birthday. I called in sick to work because I wanted to treat myself to a day on the town. So I went to the NGV, was getting on the tram to go home. I missed the step and fell onto my knee on the step.
Okay.
Had to go to a hospital, get stitches in. The doctor put the stitches in and then the nurse came in. She just sits down. She just shakes her head. And she's like, he does this every time. And I'm like, does what?
Don't we hear that?
And she's like, we've got to get rid of this guy. Can you just complain about him? And I was like, is my knee going to be okay? And she was like, look, I can't really speak on that, but it would just really help me out if you just like write a complaint. And I was like, no,
I'm good, thank you. And then I went home and I woke up and the stitches had like all come out.
Oh. And you have like a bad scar? Like obviously if you required stitches on your knee.
Nah, that's all right. It's a okay. scar.
Could you have sued?
That's okay. Yeah, her, because she really freaked me out. I'm like, she kind of had a point, but also timing is everything.
Yes. Oh, man, I would have been gagging to get on board. I love the idea of helping out. A little bit of, you know, like a little bit of justice.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
So what you're saying is this is a problem you've been living with for years and something I do can just take that problem. I mean, like I basically want to be Batman, but I don't want to
You're taking
to get
one person's voice though. Like if the stitches didn't come out and this guy's lost his job.
Well, did you complain? I just went and got it fixed up.
After your stitches popped out.
I just went to another doctor and he just fixed it up and it was fine. Great. I don't like confrontation.
No, I definitely would have complained about that though. Yeah. The stitches coming out, it's not great.
It was.
Or the other doctor should have said, who was the other doctor? I'll put in a complaint that the stitches all fell out. Question five. Who once kissed two siblings at the same New Year's party without either of them knowing about the other?
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Hoops.
Yes, you are correct. Yes,
Stop it.
It's a Perth thing. What happened?
I'm really disappointed that you got it so fast. Bro. I don't do it a lot. Oh, nah. You're right. In Perth, you do kiss heaps of people in the same night.
Oh, no, that was a thing where you used to count them.
And there's not that many families?
That's right. You'd wake up the next morning and you go, all right, did I get past one hand? Yes.
Yeah. I remember.
But this was siblings, so that's more of a prize. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's not just a bunch of people. That's like...
How similar in age
That's
were they?
That's a family of Same people. Genes.
Were they twins or were they just...
No, they were not twins. No, they're a couple of years between them.
That's less.
Yeah. They were twins reasonably good friends. I don't know. I assume it would have come out at some point.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
But yeah, I reckon it would when you got your first TV gig and one went, I remember kissing her. And I thought, when did you kiss her? New Year's Eve. Yes. I kissed her New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And then the dad chimes in.
Great. I kissed her New Year's Eve.
Question six. Who was tracked down by Nigella Lawson so Nigella could thank them for the coffee they made them?
Ooh.
Adam and Catherine.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything. I love her.
I was working in a hotel in Melbourne and she was staying there a couple of years ago. And she came in and I just saw her walk up to her room and her assistant came over, ordered a coffee, made it, sent it up. Never thought it had come to anything. And then she came down like an hour later and she was like, who made me that coffee? And I was like, me. And she goes, I just want you to know that that totally rejuvenated me, and then walked away. And I was just like, I'll die here. I can't do anything.
When she said, who made me that coffee, were you like, I'm not admitting this. I am going to get in trouble.
No, because she was very, she was so nice.
But she was rejuvenated.
She was lovely.
I'm so glad to hear that. Because you know when you watch someone on TV and you're like, I totally love them, but then you don't know what they're really like.
Yeah. You just hope that they're as nice, that it's not just a really good act.
And she was really beautiful. A ray of sunshine, and her skin was like porcelain. Oh, right. She was the nicest.
I haven't heard any bad stories about her being a bitch.
No.
Yet.
No.
I only hear nice stories.
Mm. Yeah. I have seen her turn on interviewers who are like, oh, you know what you're saying, and then do a bunch of double entendres to her.
Oh,
and
that's fair enough.
Which I respect her for.
I respect that.
Okay, next question. Who once ate so much pizza at a Pizza Hut? They couldn't walk back to the train station. They had to have a lie down in the street.
Catherine?
Adam? Yes, Catherine.
Sonia?
No, it was Claire.
Hoops. Is this Tuesday All You Can Eat? Remember when that first came out?
Yeah.
Pizza Hut? That was huge. There were like lines around the S&M Pizza
All You Can
Hut.
Eat. And it was all, God, I loved Pizza Hut All You Can Eat. I also loved Sizzler back in the day. Again, Perth.
Sizzler.
All about just,
the whole thing. Don't fill up on the bread. Don't fill up on the bread.
Rookie mistake.
You've got to go to town on the dessert bar as well. But I also the chocolate mousse.
Yes. But best. I feel I do have a theory that at the All You Can Eat Pizza Hut pizza had like more yeast in the dough or something. Like there was definitely some deliberate swelling in the – It didn't eat like normal dough.
You didn't eat the crust though, did you? You weren't a fool.
I probably did.
Oh,
I'm
my
very
God. Rookie.
Yeah.
And
very conscientious with my food.
Our last question for the game. Who once peed their pants while they were actually on the toilet? So they didn't piss in the toilet, peed their pants.
Adam?
Yes, Adam.
Sonia did that.
You are correct,
Sonia.
That's why I can't believe that you gave up that cubicle.
It was the same day.
I was wearing a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And I'd had a couple of drinks and I was like walking home and I'm like, all of a sudden I needed to pee and I didn't want to like take my whole jumpsuit down in the street. So I was like, I reckon I can make it to the apartment. So I was like walking. I made it into the bathroom. I'm like, I can either make it onto the toilet and pee in the bowl or take my jumpsuit off and probably just pee on the floor. So I just sat on the toilet and peed through my underwear and my jumpsuit.
And then you got the old top loader out, put it on chocolate wash.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Catherine on 1 point. That's Claire on 3 points. Sonia on 3 points.
Did I lose points?
You lost a point. You got one question. And our winner, though, on 8 points is Adam Rosenbaum.
Yes, I bet you combined.
Yeah, we can't even combine. Oh, that is embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Well done, Adam, because you won. You get to plug whatever you want to plug first.
We've got the Junk Time AFL podcast live show coming up March 10th, which I was just about to ask you if you can be on. So
who's on? Sam Pang's on.
We've got Grant Thomas, and I just found out before this podcast, we've got Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley.
Oh, great.
He's joining us. So that's going to be huge.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's Sunday, March 10th, 4 p.m. at the Comics Lounge.
I'll just turn up.
From Trybooking.
Thank you.
And tickets at the door.
Are you doing a comedy festival show?
Yes, I'm just doing a best of this year. The greatest and bestest hits of Adam Rosenbach.
Sweet.
Just.
Awesome. Sonia.
I'm doing the comedy festival, Melbourne Comedy Festival. My show is called Glory Box, and it runs the entire festival except for Tuesdays. And it's at the Cooper's Inn.
Excellent. Catherine.
I am in a show at the festival called The Breast of the Fest, which is a lineup show of me and five other very funny women. And we get special guests. Claire Hooper was a special guest last year.
Yeah. I highly recommend.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire. We draw boobs on our shirts and tell jokes. It's real fun. It's going to be at Trades Hall.
The boobs drawn on the shirts, surprisingly not as distracting as you'd think.
So you wear them on stage?
We do, yeah. We flyer in them and then we wear them on stage. We also have boobs hanging behind us, like lit up boobs, and a boob garland on the microphone stand. But don't objectify us because we take our art very seriously.
Excellent. Claire?
Not doing festival, whatever. You can all congratulate me later. So podcast, I've got a pineapple project. New season out. Season two, it's about work and how to make work better. And I can't listen to it because my voice is awful. But if you like the sound of the phone sex, I do use the same voice as I did the phone sex with.
So the first season was all about money.
Yeah, and it really, look, the great thing is people who listen to that first season, there have been so many people get in touch and say it made a really big difference to them and it made a huge difference to me. You know, like that.
Yep.
The stuff you don't get sorted out. It was like, here's how you easily get that stuff sorted out. And then people ended up not in as much debt or making stupid mistakes.
Yep. Like so paying off bikies and stuff like that.
Right? Just advice. Yeah. Yeah. Like I know the first episode was how to take advantage of customer credit cards at whatever gym you're working at. You know, like
good. Handy tips.
Trying to plan a holiday, just don't use your own card. Yeah. And absolutely, sorry, I think the ABC would probably really want me to say that is not one of the tips. This one's about work. So it's like eight episodes, and each episode gives you just a little area to tidy up so that you don't necessarily hate what you do so much.
So it's called The Pineapple Project. Get it where you get podcasts from. If you're in Brisbane, I'm coming up March 16 to Haya Bar, 3 o'clock, the podcast. I can tell you the lineup is myself, Mel Buttle, Cameron James, Becky Lucas and Guy Montgomery. So make sure you come along.
That is a hot lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And then, not even all Sydney Brisbane people. No. So they come up.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then on after that, so at 5 o'clock in the same room, I'm doing the world premiere of Josh Earle Talks, which is my festival show, which is on sale now at joshearle.com.au. And I'm doing that all through Melbourne. So if you're in Melbourne, come along to that, please. Please, someone, buy some tickets. Anyway, thanks for playing
Dating
Ahab.
It's a good time of the year, isn't it? It's a great time of the year.
Great,
yeah.
Hey, great time for desperation.
Thanks for playing. I'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership.
Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.